Welcome to the Voice Over Work podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. On the podcast today, we take a little deeper look into a book introduced in a previous podcast with a chapter-by-chapter look at Personal Financial Toolkit. Build your wealth and retire early. Smash your saving and investment goals. Save time and effort on your budgets. Get access to our devastatingly useful financial toolkit. The Visual Goal Planner will capture and motivate your drive to prosperity. Track free cash flow and spending with the Budget Planner. Pre-configured with 21 critical budget categories, the Investment Calculator will work out rates of return, future values, and how long until you can retire. Get the must-have Budget Planner to enable you to follow the 7 rules of money and eliminate your bad money habits. To receive your free personal financial toolkit, including the amazing investment calculator, must-have budget calculator, and much more, then visit the link www.personalfinancialwizard.com. Introduction. Dreaming of a future in which you're free from the constraints of the 9-to-5? You have a family, or plan to have one, but are struggling to face down 30 or 40 years of slow death by salaried drudgery. Are you sick and tired of the daily grind of getting up each morning to make money without any time to do the things you're passionate about? Meanwhile, your monthly budget strains to buy necessities, let alone provide an early retirement, which only seems further out of reach. You now have help at hand. There's a broad movement known by the snappy acronym FIRE, Financial Independence, Retire Early. The key tenets of FIRE are building a portfolio of investments that will provide an alternative income, which will replace your income from salaried employment. Many blogs and books have been written by well-paid graduates recounting their experience of how they managed to retire at 38 without having kids. Achieving this when you're a dink, dual income, no kids, is kind of a breeze. But what about you, the average Joe and Joanne? This book is for you. Find out how someone with a family and who is not on a six-figure salary can aspire to achieve financial independence. I cannot promise you'll be able to retire at 40 or even 50, but I can give you a genuine roadmap that will enable you to achieve early retirement. Being proactive and even applying our bonkers method will allow you to quit before you actually drop dead. Fortunately, I was only in my mid-50s when I retired, which still gives me 25 or 30 years to get on with living and not working. With a life expectancy of 79, the average American can expect to retire at 64. Chapter 1. You can retire a millionaire. What does your American dream look like? There are probably millions of answers to that question, many of them being a variant of the idealized classic of a self-sufficient life. For James Truslow Adams, the American dream is the belief that life should be better and richer and fuller for everyone, with opportunity for each, according to ability or achievement. Back in the 1800s, that might have meant having the opportunity to start a small holding to live off the land in libertarian tradition. But modern Americans dream more frequently about a life of comfort and consumerism. When we dedicate so much of our lives to working, it often seems like the comfort and fun won't begin until we can leave our work life behind and enter retirement. But even then, it's not guaranteed. Too many Americans find themselves with far too little in savings to live in comfort without the crutch of regular income, and that's reflected by the 63% of Americans who don't think their savings are on track. If you find yourself in the same camp as that 63% of Americans, then you might be dismissive of the idea that you could retire as a millionaire. I cannot promise you that you will, but you certainly can. People often look to the Millionaire Club as hyper-exclusive, but that's just not accurate. If you're earning a decent average salary, or if you have the significant financial commitment that comes with having children, then it will no doubt be harder. But you can do it, and you already have all the tools you'll need. A solid work ethic, self-restraint, and a whole truckload of vision. You see, the secret to accumulating $1 million isn't a secret after all. Through a combination... Chapter 2, Find Your Fire. When I first started out in the world of work, my parents were already getting towards retirement. They started a family in their mid-30s. This fact made me think about planning for my future, especially as my father chose redundancy from his main career and started a second, less arduous job for his final 10 years. I was already conscious that the earlier you start planning for this goal, the better the probable outcome. So I immediately set up and started saving into an IRA, Individual Retirement Account. It wasn't much at first, but as a newly married with a new house and mortgage, I couldn't afford much. I can't remember whether there was a salary match or contribution from my employer or if they offered a company pension. My somewhat naive view at the time was that I wasn't planning on working for them for long and that I needed freedom and portability for my money. My advice is that if your employer offers any kind of contribution, always take it. It's free money. At this time, probably triggered by my actions, I had a conversation with my team leader about retirement. She and her husband had also started personal pensions and had told their advisor that they wanted to retire at 50. His reply was rather brusque and along the lines of, "That's a ridiculous expectation." At this time, the FIRE movement didn't exist, and people who retired in their 50s generally did it because they'd been laid off and had no choice. I do remember sharing her expectations, but without an obvious idea of how to get there. However, I had always had an interest in shares and investing, which hadn't been dampened by the crash of 1987 the year before. My wife and I had borrowed money from our parents to put down the deposit for our first house. This was to be repaid in a few years' time. Chapter 3. Harness the World's Most Powerful Wealth Tool. Perhaps the most fundamental mistake made by people who are hungry to climb the financial ladder is assuming that investing is not an essential part of building wealth. So many people believe that they can achieve financial stability just by working hard and saving well. And whilst the most steadfast savers might cut it by sticking to this strategy, the majority of people won't achieve true financial independence without putting their money to work. Investing is a non-negotiable aspect of modern wealth building, and if you can do it well, then you stand to make a tidy sum to support your retirement or whatever plans you've made. Nobody gets rich by saving alone, and if you leave your money sitting in a bank account, it'll slowly lose its value due to the sapping effect of inflation. The illustrations provided in the previous chapter may display figures that suggest you can retire as a millionaire by saving a certain amount per year, but they're predicated on a rate of return that far exceeds the 0.05% 2020 U.S. average national interest rate for savings accounts. There are, of course, people who live perfectly comfortable lives without ever investing a dime. But unless they own a business, which is an investment, these people are unlikely to ever become truly wealthy. I understand why so many people are wary of investing. I really do. The recession of the late 2000s has left the world with some deep financial scars that may not heal this side of 2030. People look at these events and end up worrying about the what-ifs, leaving them unwilling or unable to invest their money. What if there's another recession? What if I lose all my money to a bad stock? This level of financial anxiety is not up. Chapter 4, How to Avoid Massive Losses in the Stock Market. By this stage, I hope that you're coming around to the idea of investing. It's something that you need to do if you want to generate wealth and become financially independent. To keep things simple, the illustrations I've provided this far have used return rates that reflect a single investment, and one that provides a relatively conservative rate of return at that. Unfortunately, managing investments and allocating assets is not as simple as these illustrations might suggest, since they don't really touch on the issue of risk management. The core principle here is that more risk usually equals a greater potential return, but this is where you can easily get caught out. It's easy to be lured in by the promise of sky-high returns, and you may even be so dumbstruck by the potential for making it big that you can ignore the risks altogether. Conversely, shying away from risk entirely won't work either, since you'll be missing out on higher potential returns and thus making it much harder to finance the lifestyle you want and, ultimately, to reach a state of financial independence. No matter which side of the fence you fall on, failing to properly allocate your investments in a way that balances risk puts your future on the line. A risk-heavy portfolio that isn't properly balanced might make respectable gains when times are good, but they could be completely erased when something changes, and trust me when I say that economic conditions can change like the wind. Likewise, a heavily conservative-leaning portfolio won't perform much better than a savings account over the long term, leaving you scrambling to make up the difference from primary income if you want to have any hope of retiring early. The reason that higher-risk investments stand to earn more. Chapter 5. The investment strategy for those who know nothing and care less about the stock market. In a roundabout way, I understood that investing was important from a young age. Chances are you did too. Even in school, and certainly by the time you reach the workplace, the value of putting money into a 401k policy or some other form of pension is hardwired into us. That's not to say that we actually understand it, and the average school syllabus certainly doesn't cover the fundamentals of wealth building. But it strikes me that most people generally understand that they need to invest. Unless they put considerable time and effort into learning how the markets work, however, they might not be all that well placed to start picking stocks and making savvy money moves. Aside from not knowing where to begin, the fear of losing money can scare off would-be investors. I've already talked at some length about how buy-and-hold investing can mitigate the risk of volatile markets, but that isn't necessarily enough for some people. My wife falls into that camp, but her lack of knowledge about the stock market is outstripped by her lack of interest in it. The thing is, proactive investing takes a lot of time, effort, and knowledge. It isn't for everyone. And if you want to prioritize maximizing your primary income, you probably won't get much time to watch the markets and investigate new opportunities thoroughly enough to properly understand your options. The essential ingredients for building a balanced portfolio, as you now know, are knowledge, patience, and diversification. Problems arise, though, when you don't have the time to develop the knowledge necessary to give yourself a real chance. Real life gets in the way. And if you're working hard to put food on the table for your family. Chapter 6. Fan Your Fire. I retired at the age of 55. Not far from my original aspiration of 50, but to be honest, that was partly caution rather than strict necessity. Originally, I planned to do some budget, not cruising, traveling, but these options have been rather curtailed of late. However, they will still be there when things return to normal. Instead, I've used the time to write, to share my strategies and approach with anyone looking for some guidance and reassurance that they could achieve the same aspirations. I believe you can do this too. I'm in this fortunate position by getting wise to investing while I was still young, and I worked damn hard to make it happen. But the foundations of my financial independence journey weren't just in investing. That was just the vehicle I used to get where I wanted to be. In actual fact, I had to live a particular lifestyle to facilitate my investing. And you can follow the same tenets that I did to facilitate your journey to an early retirement. The FIRE movement is often criticized for idealizing a certain approach to money, namely that the value of compound interest from investing in your early 20s can provide a very nice nest egg by the time you reach retirement age. But to me, life is about so much more than a single-minded drive towards early retirement. I've lived life and brought up a family too. Compounding has certainly helped, but there are habits that I've developed over the course of many years doing this that made this lifestyle possible. If you already know your why as in why you want to retire and what you want to do with your time, then the next step is to put into action a plan that'll give you the financial resources needed to save and invest. The plan will... Chapter 7. A Bonkers Investment Portfolio. I stand by my belief that the crucial elements of FIRE are discipline and time. That's how you benefit from compounding, and that's how you build wealth, right? There is another way, though. A way that can give you a good chance to beat the market average, though nothing can be guaranteed. How can you, as an average Joe or Miss Joe, go about reliably beating the market average when, as we've seen, that's beyond most professionals? How do you get the kind of returns that you need to make a modest investment grow to your planned retirement fund in a reasonable period of time? The approach of the strategy is betrayed by its name, bonkers. And bonkers it is. Calculations show that this approach can outperform the markets by something like 10% per year, all by accepting much higher risk and playing games with volatile markets. In fact, the brokers at Dennehy Weller & Company showed its success by calculating that between 1 September 1995 and 31 August 2017, the aggregated returns for this portfolio reached 5,662%. To give you an indication of how absurdly good that is, the highly respected S&P 500 index achieved 619% over the same period. The premise is actually quite simple. You put all of your money into a single mutual fund every 6 months and repeat this exercise every 6 months. Funds are selected based on the fact that they're the single best performing collective fund over the previous 6 months from all funds. And since bonkers is a form of momentum investing, the belief is that you can generally expect companies that perform well. Chapter 8. The Next Black Swan Event. If you were to ask any group of investors across the world what they most fear, you'd almost certainly see a market crash or a global economic downturn crop up time and time again. It's often said that the global economy moves in waves, just as investments do, with peaks and troughs all along the way. It's why long-term investing works so well, because even the deepest of falls is likely to be followed by a period of growth. But what if you step outside of that cycle? How can you guard yourself against events that do more than just lead to a decline in the economy, instead of destabilizing it almost entirely? These are what finance professor Nassim Nicholas Taleb called black swan events, and they are no good thing. In a nutshell, black swans are rare and nigh impossible to predict events and occurrences that go beyond what's normally expected of a situation, whether socially, economically, or otherwise. They're anomalous events that have such a huge impact on the lives of those that they affect and can drastically alter the course of history. The name originated from the old Western belief that all swans were white, a belief that was quickly disproven upon the discovery of black swans in Australia by Dutch explorer Willem de Vlaming. But that's not important. What matters is that you know how to handle yourself and your finances in case of a black swan event, since they can be so consequential for the financial markets. What does a black swan look like? Black swan events are unpredictable and have hugely significant consequences, but these can be good or bad. Taleb was more scientific about the phenomenon. Conclusion: become financially free. A quick message before we start the final chapter of this audiobook. If you're enjoying this audiobook, I'd kindly like to ask you to leave a brief review on Audible. Reviews aren't easy to come by, but they have a profound impact. So we would be incredibly thankful if you could take just a minute to leave a quick review through your Audible app, even if it's just a sentence or two. On the rate and review page, you can enter your star rating and then write a quick sentence or two about the audiobook. It's that simple. Simply click the three dots in the top right corner of your screen and hit the rate and review button now. Thank you so much for taking the time to leave a review on Audible. We're very appreciative, as your review makes a massive difference, and we read every one of them. Now, back to the final chapter. If there's anything that you take away from my musings on the FIRE movement, I hope it's that there are plenty of paths available to you. It might not seem like you have many options when you're stuck in a low-paying job trying to do the best for your family, but I can assure you that there is a life outside of the routine 9-till-5, retire at 65 way of life. There's so many things you can do to change your outlook and your prospects of living a comfortable and financially stable life. And even if you want to do things the traditional way, you stand to benefit from the methods and theories I've set out across the past 8 chapters. The FIRE movement is often painted as some kind of rebellious way of living, and one that's exclusive to the privileged few who start with enough wealth to kickstart their ambitions of leaving work. If you're wealthy, to begin, this has been On Fire. Achieve financial independence, even with kids. Take early retirement using this money secret. Written by Tom Cromwell. Narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2021 by Platinum Media Limited. Production copyright by Platinum Media Limited. This has been On Fire. Achieve financial independence, even with kids. Take early retirement using this money secret. Written by Tom Cromwell. Narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2021 by Platinum Media Limited. Production copyright by Platinum Media Limited.
Please be sure to visit Amazon.com or Audible.com for more information on this book and the author. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With a collection of trivia, research, news stories, and knowledge from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.